all of us at this point in history have received the feminist version of history. And that basically goes like this. Until about 10 or 15 minutes ago, all women did nothing but housekeeping and cooking and having babies until they died of misery, and also they were pretty often beaten by most men. Like, that's what we hear from feminism. If we had not had feminism happen, then we would all still be living under these conditions. So there are two assumptions there. The first is that that's true, that women were living horrible lives of misery until formal feminism enacted its ideas and program. Second is that feminism is solely responsible for the changes that we have seen between men and women in the West in the last century and a half or so. And I don't believe that's true either. There have been other huge changes in society in that time, most notably in technology. And I think if what feminists say were true about misogyny and what the world was really like, then we wouldn't have inventions like sewing machines and refrigerators and disposable diapers and all these things that make women's lives easier, not to mention medical technologies that have taken childbirth from being one of the most dangerous human experiences to something that right now in our country, most people don't have to think twice about. There are going to be complications along the way for a lot of women, but hearing of a woman actually dying in childbirth is so rare for us that we really take for granted all of those things that have been huge changes in human history and surely would not have happened if men valued women as little as feminists claim that they do.